I sat at home and watched Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, and all I kept thinking was, where have all the real men gone? I mean, your Daniel Bryans and your Ziggler's, I mean, they're great little fellas, real hard workers, go-getters. But let's be honest, they make Kevin Hart look like Shaquille O'Neal. They're two vertically challenged runts. And yet you're disappointed when they fail you. When they can't even hang in the main event. Shame on you. Me? I'm not here to disappoint you. I'm not here to put a smile on your face. I'm simply here to crush your hopes and dreams. Because a real man has come back to the WWE, and I promise you all, I won't rest till I put every one of your little underdogs out of their misery. Fella.
It's a shameful thing to lost your head. A careless man who could wind up dead. You wear your sin like it's some kind of pride. Too many lies, too many lies.
And welcome back to the one and only Razzlecast, episode 109. Yes, 109 of the one and only Razzlecast. And what we like to do here on the show is we like to have a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. And you can get a hold of the show if you want. You can email us, razzlecast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at Razzlecast. And you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Razzlecast. Like always, I am your host, I am Heavy Set, and of course, I am joined by the Biohazard.
Of course you are.
Yep.
How are you doing, Heavy?
I'm doing okay.
Just okay?
Just okay. A little tired.
You don't like talking to robots online?
No, I don't like talking to robots online.
Oh.
Spam.
He, she, it, whatever. Same thing.
We can get into that, too, and then... Like, they say that they're going to block me from Twitter, and then when I block them, they come back with a tweet, not to me, because heaven forbid I have more than one Twitter account and I can read what you write afterwards, and actually look, because actually they end up blocking me, and they're like, oh, they couldn't think of anything good to say, so they blocked me. And I'm like, you just fucking said you were going to block me, so I beat you to the punch. Dumb.
I don't know. I don't know. It's all Andy's fault anyway.
Yeah, speaking of which, Andy.
I'm in the middle of giving my daughter some medicine. For real, because she's got a headache. Vince McMahon might have a 52-inch chest, but I have a 52-inch ass. And speaking of that, how's my ass smell?
I would know. I don't live in Idaho.
You would. I'm going to block you too.
like CM Punk said, it's like a game. See how many people you can get blocked by the end of the year.
Dude, I'm blocked like a bunch of freaking people. If there's a game, I'm winning this competition.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Well, if getting blocked, I mean, that would be, you'd be winning.
That's what I said. But you play it how you want to play it. I'll play it how I want to play it.
I like to see CM Punk and Kevin Owens unblock everybody that on their list at the beginning of the year. Because actually now that you can actually go in and look and you have a blocked list of how many people you have blocked. So they start out at zero. And let's see how many people they have blocked by the end of the year. Speaking of which, we have Katie, the First Lady.
Top of the evening to you.
No, you got to say it with an accent. Top of the evening to you. But you probably should say morning.
I'm only half Irish. I can't do it.
Top of the morning to you, laddies.
Fella!
Do you want some more Irish in you?
No, well, the Irish do like potatoes. So But I guess that's right up your alley, fella. My name's Finn Balor, and I like to play with Legos.
I had to talk to my daughter this morning that she wanted to put green on because she read in some story that the green makes you invisible. And I'm like, I think she confused invisible with visible, that you have to have the green visible, but then she heard it differently. So I had to explain it to her that no, on St. Patrick's Day, you need to wear green that's visible. It doesn't make you invisible.
Maybe she was watching an old John Cena match, and he was wearing his brightest of green shirts.
You talking in that accent makes me want to watch that Disney Channel movie, Lucky the Irish.
Where a man is not even Irish, John Cena.
I don't know what they use in that the movie Snatch, but I can't watch that movie. I can't.
What movie I might watch tomorrow night when I get home from work is Boondock Saints. Because I am I get Friday night off, or I get Friday off by my own choice, and I'm going to go out Thursday night after I get home, and I'm going to go to a local place it's a restaurant, but they also do serve food, and I do believe they're going to have corned beef and cabbage. When I was out this past weekend, I actually found a leprechaun hat, and not those ones that look like. It's not plastic and it looks like a bowl, but this is actually comes like a top hat, like that kind of leprechaun hat. Oh, fucking love it!
I thought you were gonna say the leprechaun.
Speaking of leprechauns, is Hornswoggle coming back?
I think he got suspended for pot.
He hasn't been back since.
Yeah,
I was actually going to let Andy linger in that because there was no reason to say that except for it's St. Patrick's Day this week.
Well, in Leprechaun, he plays Leprechaun in the movie.
They wouldn't be able to tell from the intro. No, not at all.
I don't think he's been on there since then. And the only things he was ever really hardcore involved in, besides the great matches against El Torito, anytime there was something about the Muppets, because he was hardcore during all that. And he was actually in the Muppets Most Wanted movie. What else?
And Vince McMahon was his father.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too. Talking about, of recent years.
Recently, he was in a three-man band, except for it was three-and-a-half-man band.
Oh, yeah.
He was the Gator. He was the
Gator. Yeah, he was the Gator and Slater Gator.
And the BLC match.
I want to go back and watch that match now.
That was so great. I had a lot of great tweets for Tweet the Table on that one. So hilarious. Alright. Let's get into this show, and let's start it off with Keep Toss or Improve, and we will start with Andy.
I haven't even watched Raw. All right.
Hey, what, and you're going to watch it within the next, 15 minutes to a half hour?
Well, I've been trying to watch. That's when I was talking to Bio, I was actually watching that. It was when Triple H was going on and on about some watch or clock or something. I don't know. But fun fact, Dish Network's dropping USA, Sci-Fi, MSNBC, and CNBC, plus many more. So, It's going to be one of those fucking things where it's like my cock's bigger than your cock. And
if I can get the article pulled up, they're actually suing NBC Universal.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Every time this has ever happened to me on when I had DirecTV growing up or when I had AT&T, they were always solved at the last minute. But yeah. But I don't know if because. NBC Universal, that's a lot of content to just not renew.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do if I can't watch my Chris Lee Knows Best.
Of course you would watch Chris Lee Knows Best.
I've never even heard of the fucking thing. My wife was watching the other day. I go, what the fuck's this guy famous for?
She goes, nothing.
This show? I'm like, why would you give this guy a show? It's fucking stupid.
But he's got a show. And a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, I mean, that's That'd be my, I don't know if a toss or improve, but it's just like, I don't.
You can make it a toss. Toss Dish Network off here.
But Dish Network's actually pretty inexpensive, and it's just like Heavy was saying, usually it's kind of a, they each go back and forth. It's their fault, it's their fault, blah, blah, blah. And there was one time Dish Network, fuck, it's probably like 12 years now, where Nickelodeon was off for quite a while, and it was probably off for about a month before it came back on.
Yeah, I got it. Dish announced on Tuesday that they have decided to file a lawsuit against NBC Universal for breach of contract as it pertains to the ongoing carriage dispute that the two have been involved in, which was actually mentioned during Raw. Dish issued the following statement to announce the lawsuit, claiming NBC made public statements that Dish was planning to drop the networks and that fans should contact Dish to voice their displeasure regarding the situation.
Yeah, in the chat, Rocky Mountain High posted a link, and I did everything. I tweeted it, I texted him, I called him, I didn't Skype it because that wasn't an option, but I did all that. So I want my WWE, damn it.
It said, NBC's public statements against Dish over the past 24 hours are in violation of the contract between the two companies, said the statement. Today, Dish filed a breach of contract lawsuit against NBC to address those violations.
I mean, I would download the stuff, too, to, you know, have it on my phone, but I don't feel like I'm stealing it because I have USA and, I have the channels and I have the network. So I don't feel bad, I guess, because I'm not technically stealing it, but maybe I am. I don't fucking know. But I don't want to do that. I mean, I'm paying Dish, and it's just I don't want to. And even if I would go to Hulu, I only get 90 minutes of it. I mean, if you give me the full version, I'd maybe go to Hulu, but I don't get the full version.
I was thinking about going to Hulu just because staying up late and having to work on Tuesday mornings is really killing me.
Yeah, I tried that. Like I said, when I found out Hulu was doing it, I did it, but then I was doing that for a while, but then I realized a lot of the funny segments are cut out of it. That's kind of why I watch it. When we get to What's On, I watched the latest new Pro Japan Wrestling and ROH, but it's just
what was that again?
I fucked it up. I don't
New Japan, Japan Pro Wrestling. Wrestling.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Jesus. I have dyslexia, and it's hard for me to remember shit, so I will jumble shit in my head. I'm sorry.
That's all the time.
Last week he said Keith toss and improve.
No, he said. I thought that was on Group Me.
No, it was in the show too.
It was on the But no, see, no. Heavy said Keith toss or maybe it was Carp, but I wrote Keith in the Group Me, but I spelled it wrong because I always forget the I before E after C. I don't fucking know. But yeah, I don't know. Plus, I have a small cock, so I have many problems.
That was clever. Yeah, that was... You need to go yell at your kids now for making you look really bad. I don't even know if that's going to come out in the final cut, but we'll explain. After he said that, you could hear somebody in the background make a giggling noise.
They've been giggling the whole time, and they're in their bedroom. They can't even hear what I'm saying. They're probably playing doctor. They're probably playing doctor in the next room and giggling about that. I don't know what they're doing.
So yeah, was that your keep toss or improve?
That was
like because you want them to keep it. You want them to.
I want to improve it by them not getting rid of it. Does that make sense?
Okay, then what else you got?
All right. It was kind of cool to see that WCW Crowbar was on the show, but I want to keep...
Especially after Roadblock was on Saturday.
Shit. I want to keep Lana and the outfit that she wore out on Raw and toss that, you know, that denim shit that she has been wearing, so I'm glad that she's not wearing that crap anymore.
Let's go back to NJPW. Now, what is the difference between Okada and Omega?
I don't know. Please stop. I don't know. I don't know. I watched the Gato and the Nakamura match. That was pretty good for the Intercontinental Championship. That was good.
Just for the record, Omega is American.
Yeah, I know. No,
no. Oh, God. Or Canadian. North American.
Yeah, North American. We'll say that.
And Okada is Japanese. It's a big difference.
I never confuse the... never mind. I go back. It didn't sound bad. I confused the... It was in the...
One's on WWE's radar. The other one wants to fight the New Day. So
you don't think Omega's on their radar, too?
I'm sure they are. I'm sure him like and the Young Bucks like are Omega. At this point.
I think it's they're kind of on the short side, aren't they? That's the only problem for them.
The young Bucks and, yeah, they're not... It's weird because when you watch New Japan and you saw AJ Styles, he looked normal, and then he goes to WWE and he's small. So, sure. I don't know. They're all about AJ's size, except for Nakamura is pretty tall. Okada's like 6'3".
That's whose theme song's been stuck in my head all day. Omega's. Because it sounds like it could be, and I've said this about Emma too, like it could be like a boss battle from like a Super Nintendo game. Or actually, no, I'll give it N64. Emma's sounds like it could be a boss battle from a Super Nintendo game.
The new one?
Yeah, right after that do, like the stuff from before.
Yeah.
But whenever the new stuff that they added in, that just has this...
Yeah. I like her new theme.
Yeah, it's grown on me.
I'm going to say it wrong, but is it Nakata? I don't know.
Okada?
Who's the one that they signed that has got his head half shaved and long hair and he dances
Nakamura?
Around? Nakamura, that's the guy. Okay, fine. See, I'm learning.
Ninkata.
I'm learning. Please. I like his song. That song sounds like a video game.
Can you say Gargano?
Gargano.
I can't even do no. Kai's version.
Gargano.
He's fantastic.
And what show can you catch Kai on, Heavy?
Squabble Box with my future wife, Maisie. Maisie Summers.
What? She comes off as kind of a, I don't know, she's moody.
I don't know. She comes off hot to me.
Anyway.
And I've seen her picture too, but anyway, no. No, you can catch him on 10 to 1. Nope, not that show. You can catch him on the European Uppercut on DSJP and Trending Topics Networks.
I thought you were going to go there, but you didn't.
No, because I don't have to edit it out. I meant to do that on the other one, but we were having problems exporting it, so I never did.
Anyway, that's my keep, toss, and improve.
All right, we're going to go with the talkative person today. Katie.
Story of my life. All righty. I have an improve that goes into a keep and involves both Brock Lesnar. My improve is I wish Bray Wyatt would have wrestled Brock Lesnar. I understand he hurt his back real bad at Roadblock, but I was kind of looking forward to see them go against each other and... It turned into a handicap match with Luke Harper and it became a squash match in the end. But I hope it sets up them to down the line, maybe SummerSlam or something like that. And the keep is I'm enjoying him and Ambrose, and I'm looking forward to their match at WrestleMania. I like they sort of bring out good chemistry with each other, and I would say that's the main event for sure.
As it pertains to Bray and Lesnar, there was something that I read that they said that they're trying to hold off on them becoming physical until after Mania, because that's going to be their big feud after Mania, or one of their big feuds after WrestleMania.
So Lesnar's going to be around for the next pay-per-view?
I couldn't tell you.
Or that's Lesnar's next feud after his next pay-per-view.
I think it's his SummerSlam lead-up feud. So he'll probably do the two shows before SummerSlam or the pay-per-view before SummerSlam or something.
Something like that. I mean, I think they're definitely holding off for something. And then as far as it goes to Lesnar and Ambrose, they're really building something there. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the main event, but they're going to put on a show.
Well, I know. I just think that's the main event in my opinion. I know they won't be on last.
But that's actually a big question, though. What's going on last?
The world title match.
Here's the thing about that, and I'm not saying that's not going to, and I'm not going against it. That's how I felt going into Raw. But the
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
But the way they built this Raw, it had me feeling the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that I look back on it, I feel like the Shane Undertaker thing might...
Yeah, it's going on last. Put it in the Red Book.
I think it all depends on how they plan on building the story, because they can actually do so much by having Shane and Undertaker go on before the main event.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of possibilities if they go that route. Like, I was running a bunch in my head. Like, they could do the one, like, this is appeasing the IWC. You take that match, you have Shane win. And that's we're all figuring Shane's going to win. Let's just keep that for everything. Shane wins, and then you have Triple H lose. Actually, no, you have Triple H win.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shane comes on, kind of goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Well, mentions like stuff about Roadblock, and then brings out Ambrose, and then Ambrose somehow wins. That's your everybody goes home happy moment. Mm-hmm. And that could also lead to Reigns turning heel and joining the Authority. I don't know how that's going to work authority-wise, because they're supposed to be disbanded, but that can turn into a thing like, well, you know, I'd rather be with the devil I know than the devil I don't know. Another route that they could go with that, they could actually do it where, like I said, Shane wins, but this time Triple H wins by cheating or something. And then you have Shane come out and say, whoa, 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 you know, I'm in charge now. We're going to restart this match. We're going to do this, that, and like Reigns gets that win. And there's multiple other ones. But just the way they built Raw last night made me go, they're building this like this could be the match that goes on last. So I don't know which way they're going with it.
I feel like a big problem that they're going to run into is that the smarky crowd of WrestleMania is going to cheer for Triple H and boo Roman Reigns.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what they want. So
People are worried about that, but I think we're overestimating the smarky crowd, because there's still going to be a lot of people that aren't smarky. People that actually love Roman Reigns, the marks, actually technically everything.
like those girls that were on Raw.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I mean, technically everybody is a mark. But there is a lot of Roman Reigns fans. But I don't know what the percentage you're going to get. There's so many people. There's one phrase I'm getting tired of hearing, and I talk about it a lot, but I'm going to suggest everybody go listen to it this week. Go listen to LeBar show. Two reasons. One, Triple H actually pointed out LeBar this week on Raw. When he points out the oh, see, there's this guy in the crowd, you know, and drink with your two friends. That was Justin LeBar that he was talking about. So I got a quick chuckle out of that, because I was like working, I think, something on my laptop. I was multitasking, and I happened to glance up like right at that moment, and I rewound. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then, but he goes on a rant up to this one caller, kind of, where he kind of like snaps back at him, because I'm getting tired of the phrase that nobody wants to see Roman's champion, or like nobody would see that, or just like harping like I don't like this about Reigns. Shut the fuck up. People do want to see it. It's just that vocal crowd doesn't. So what? There's still a lot of people that love Reigns.
Let
them have their moment.
Yeah, I think right now it's people want to be in that cool kid crowd, so they're cheering along with that. You know what I mean? Just to, they could go either way, but it's fun to cheer or fun to be involved in that kind of stuff. So they're booing, just like the idiots that go what? Just like the idiots up in Toronto going CM Punk. And I don't know why the fuck that chant's back, but for crying out loud.
Because Chicago brought it back.
Yep.
And I want to touch a little bit on the whole thing of Reigns. And it to me, it goes back to, if anybody listens to the European Uppercut last week with Kiwi talking about his frustrations and everything with Roman Reigns. I don't know if you listen to this show, Kiwi, but someone's going to probably tell you to listen to this part at least. You must learn that it's not always about what you want as a fan. There's certain things you don't like about him. So there's still a fan base for him. He is actually good on the mic. He is improved in the ring, and he is serviceable. People don't have to be at like the same level of talent. Sometimes everybody has their own different. I look at it like the video games that were out, and you have the attributes of every wrestler. Some people are going to be better at this, but some people are going to be better at that. It's a give and take. I'm getting tired of people saying that Roman Reigns hasn't changed since being a part of the Shield. Technically, the only one who's changed is freaking Rollins. Ambrose is technically the same thing. He's just turned up. Yes, he got a new theme. Yes, he dresses different. But deep down, the character that you bitched about with Roman Reigns has not changed when it comes to Dean Ambrose. I still like Dean Ambrose, though. I still like Roman Reigns. He has changed up his attire a little bit, but it's still roughly the same thing. His theme is similar, and I said this on Anything Goes, it is similar to the Shield theme, but it actually has some minor differences. He doesn't need to change. But the one thing they did is, as soon as the Shield was broke up and was done with all about we're going after Seth Rollins, it became, I want to become champion. You don't need to change the character. If he's going to change his character, he's going to flip heel. That will deserve a character change. So I don't see the gripes about Roman Reigns. He's going to be the world champion. I don't care if you don't fucking like it. Learn to love it, because what comes next or within the next year will be something you like, but you have to deal with this, and I've been repeating myself for far too long.
Believe that. I can't say anything. I have a Roman Reigns t-shirt.
I do not, but that's only because I don't like any of them enough. But I'm also the kind of person, I never liked a John Cena shirt. He had a couple that I was like, kind of. Like the NES shirt that he came out with, which that was like 2008. Because I was actually at Unforgiven when I was there, but I didn't buy it. But now I have the United States one, title one. Well, partially because of Andy. But then again, as soon as it was released after WrestleMania last year, I was like, oh, I fucking want that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably never own a Randy Orton or Alberto Del Rio shirt because they all look horrible.
You don't want a Mex America shirt?
Did they have one? I don't think they did.
I don't know. I thought maybe they did, but maybe they didn't.
It was something like that. It wasn't a Mex America shirt, though. It had both the flags on it. I think that's about it.
All right, bio.
Well, I'll start with my keep first. I watched NXT last week. The only match on the show was Samoa Joe versus Sami Zayn, 2 out of 3 falls. And I really liked it because it's been a while since we've had a 2 out of 3 falls match. The match lasted an hour, which we don't see a whole lot of anymore. It was a great back and forth contest between the two. And to top it off, they were making it seem like there was a lot more going on the show. And that the match was just running long. And the fact that they played into that, to everything that they said was going to happen, that night's going to happen this current week on NXT, I thought that was just some nice little touches that they were doing.
Yeah, just one little thing. It's called Alberto Del Rio and Kalisto. Best 2 out of 3 match on pay-per-view pre-show.
Yeah, that was fascinating. I was there.
When's the last time they did it? In
okay, that's fine. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
I didn't watch the pre-show. Sorry.
Neither did I. But, I just watched what was at the arena when I was there.
But yeah, the match itself was great. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but I would take the time if you like NXT. That's going to be a match to watch.
I am actually skipping this episode.
Why?
Only because I knew the outcome.
Yeah, I already knew the outcome beforehand, but the match itself was really good.
Well, I knew the outcome, and I knew it was going to be the whole episode, so I was just like, okay. I know we're going to get, as soon as we get close to the end, that's going to be the end of the match. That's actually one thing I kind of give credit for when I'm watching New Japan, even when it's on Access, because I do got a few gripes about the shit that they do. But the match will end, and then they automatically go, because how it's all obviously not live, like 10 months behind. They go to comments from the loser most of the time, or some of the times, if it's a championship match, that he said like after he got to the back. And then they go to the winner being in the ring, normally cutting some sort of promo, and then they like do like a recap of like a minor recap of the episode, and then sign off. So sometimes there's like a 5 to 7 minute window to where it could end, and it, but it won't necessarily end.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of cool because I'm like, oh, this match will be over in like so many minutes, and then it ends like sooner, and I'm like, oh, cool. It doesn't like run to the end. Like, okay, match is over, bye.
Mm-hmm.
They do the interview stuff, which is fun.
Okay, well. My toss for the week would be the fact that Budio's cereal is sold on WWEshop.com,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't actually contain cereal. It's just a T-shirt.
I kind of want to buy that. What shirt is it?
It's the box art on a T-shirt.
Oh.
But it's like the box art, but it comes in the cereal box.
There's no actual cereal.
There's no cereal in the box.
Yeah, because
we bunch of little chocolate booties right in a box.
Actually, if you look at the picture, it looks more like Lucky Charms. It's kind of funny.
With rainbows and unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
Is it available now?
Yeah.
Or is it a pre-order thing?
I haven't double-checked on that part. Because when I saw that it said there was no cereal in it, I didn't care anymore.
I'm still waiting for my ice cream bars.
find a time machine and go back to the 90s.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only way you're getting them back.
Hey, you're going to be getting your goddamn Hi-C Ecto coolers, so it could happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Whoever is the company that made those ice cream bars own the rights to that ice cream bar, and they have to come out with it, and they're no... I want to say it's Good Humor, and like
yeah.
they have no interest in like renewing their thing with WWE. That's why it's never come back out. So there's a difference.
The shirt is on pre-order for March 28th.
It's sad that you can get that shirt before you can get the Kevin Owens KO Mania shirt.
they should come out with like a cereal. I mean, they had John Cena was on Fruity Pebbles.
Bootios. Bootios. They make sure you ain't booty. My favorite part of Raw was there was a sign in the crowd that said Vince's booty.
If you go to the beginning of Raw, during the first, right as the first match starts, there's a sign in the crowd that says, "Hi, Leonard Bibbs," that is actually a friend of mine in the crowd holding up a sign for another friend of mine, obviously named Leonard Bibbs.
But yeah, with the New Day thing, it does kind of look bad when my 5-year-old son is skipping around like Kofi going, "New Day sucks! New Day sucks!"
I'm waiting on them to capitalize on that so they can sell New Day socks.
Don't they do like John Cena socks already? John Cena, yeah.
Oh my god, I want the Bootios cereal for one reason. To sit and read everything on the box of the nutrition facts is zero calories, zero total fat, zero trans fat. Booty is 100%. I can't read what the other one says. It's below that. Vitamin K, vitamin B, vitamin X are all at 33.3%. Negativity zero. Unicorn horns 100%. Tricep meat 100%. Power positivity 100%. Like love 100%. This is hilarious. WWE made with 100% positivity. And then on the back, it's a cutout of a unicorn mask.
So you have to buy two. One you can keep, and one you can cut the mask out on.
God. I want to get the other New Day shirt that the Elite parody. So to have one of each shirt.
Yeah, I want one now, too. It's them riding a moose.
I know, I've seen it.
I know, I put it in the chat last week.
Uh-oh. They're I consider re-releasing. The I Can, I Will shirt. It has Roman Reigns' logo on the front. On the back it says, "I Can, I Will, Believe That." But here's the kicker. It's all in gold.
Oh, man.
Spoiler alert.
Hustle, Loyalty, Respect. The World of John Cena hardcover book.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought it was hilarious.
Like,
I was like, really?
Probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 pictures of Cena that probably spanned, I'll say,
6 years.
And, like, it's all pretty much the same pose. The whole kind of like you can't see me hand gesture. And they're these were obviously taken during those times. Oh, my God. And then there's my KO.
Other than the color of the shirt.
Then there's my KO Mania shirt. It's expected to be in stock Monday, April 4th. I'm debating on doing this, but I have to save my money. I was going to buy this and a bunch of other shirts, and then, because they don't take the money out until they send it.
Yeah.
This won't ship until for like a couple weeks. I was going to say fuck it, but I was going to buy this and like a bunch of other stuff. And this is the thing that pisses me off about the WWE Shop app right now. They no longer save my cart.
Yeah, they updated the website and it doesn't save it anymore.
Oh, they don't even save it on the website?
Like the mobile app, they updated that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they updated it, so it doesn't save on there anymore.
I hate that, because I used to be able to always go back and double check on my cart.
Mm-hmm.
And now, every time...
They don't have big wish lists either.
Oh, they don't have wish lists anymore? Motherfuckers.
They have it, but they... When I checked the website after it updated, all stuff I had on wish list disappeared, and I had to restock on the wish list.
I want that bulletproof Balor Club t-shirt.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get the Fight Owens Fight shirt that has his face on it.
No, I think that's gone now.
No.
Or it's about to be gone.
It's only available in small. And it's right now half off.
Order it and put it on a teddy bear.
Put on my belt.
Get it and wear it like Hogan did and cut the sides out.
It's more than my sides I'm going to have to cut out.
You got to cut boob flaps out of it.
Where were we? Did you get both yours? File?
Yep, on to you.
I think I've ran it enough, fuck it. Go on to what's on. And we'll start with Andy.
Okay, I'm going to start you on another rant, though. I watched, you're not going to make me say it, are you? New Japan Pro Wrestling on Access, but I streamed it. And, there must be a lot of fucking commercials in there, because after the match is over, it'll say how the length of the time of the match, and like the first one with, I believe it was AJ Styles wrestled in the first one, it showed the minutes, and then like, because it said like something about like 20 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes or something, like, dude, it's only shown like 11 minutes have gone by of the whole episode. So yeah, there's got to be a lot of commercial breaks in there.
It's in between that, and I noticed in this past episode is there's a lot of match jumping. Like, there's at one point when Alex Shelley and Kenny Omega are out on the floor, and next second they're both in the ring, and even JR says, like, we're jumping forward. And I'm like, what the fuck? That shit's annoying. It's probably obviously so they can cram shit down, but, oh, God.
How long's JR been on now? Was this his first time or
second?
Second. And who's the guy with him?
Josh Barnett. Is that the name?
I think. I know it's Josh. Cause I kept saying Josh a lot. He sounds like. God damn it! I can't remember people's fucking names. Tattoo guy on WWE.
Corey Graves.
Corey Graves. Yeah, he's. If I wouldn't know any better, I would imagine Corey Graves was talking with him.
Kind of see it. To me, he's a guy that just kind of like blends in, like Malrinaro and JR, where he's just, I don't know, they're just great play-by-play guys.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling Monaro MR, because I can say that.
I found out apparently he's supposed to be on the WrestleMania commentary.
Is that for sure?
I don't think they 100% clarified it, but the article is saying that it's...
They'll probably call the Andre Battle Royal, and that's it.
They said the three-man group was supposed to be JBL, Michael Cole, and Mauro Ranallo.
That'll be interesting.
And then I've been busy, but I also watched Green Mile for the first time. It was decent.
I'm not sure if I've ever watched it all the way through.
But I've
seen most of it.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where I own the DVD, and I watched it on cable. So, yeah, it's like one of the... I have a bunch of movies that I own on DVD and I haven't seen, but that was one, and I actually watched it on TV.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, Katie.
Watched Roadblock. I thought it was a good show. Pretty much basic house show, but I liked the main event with Triple H and Ambrose. Good false finish there. Watched Raw. Thought that was good. And watched Edge and Christian's new episode, which was my favorite one and the funniest one, I think. I highly recommend it. It's enjoyable. Other than that, a bunch of other things on the network, some classic Raw episodes from 96, 97, just little random stuff. That's pretty much it.
See, with Roadblock, it's your guys' opinion, but I couldn't see why you guys were so hyped up for Roadblock and not WrestleMania, because when I was watching Roadblock, it's like, except for the main event was good, but other than that, it was like, for me.
Yeah, Roadblock didn't leave up. It didn't live up to expectations.
Especially with Bray not wrestling Brock, that was, you guys are the first I've heard that he was hurt, but yeah, that was kind of a letdown.
I didn't even get to watch Roadblock. Didn't have time.
I watched it on delay.
Yeah, because getting into my what's on real quick, is I went to, and I mentioned last week, I went to that one charity show. That was fun. It was a kid-friendly show. A, it was in a church. B, the church was it was in their, actually in their main sanctuary. And their sanctuary is kind of like an auditorium. It's really nice. And it's a newer age church, I'm guessing, because they do not have pews, bolted into the ground. So there was actually, room for a ring and everything. And they actually have, bleachers set up that I'm guessing the bleachers are there all the time. I'm not 100% sure. Or they just, they pull them in and out. But kind of interesting setup for the show. Like I said, very, very kid-friendly. I thought the whole premise of the show was going to be, or the setup of the show was, we're going to have a series of matches, and then whoever wins each match is going to be put in a battle royal, or I think they call it a battle rumble or something. But basically, and whoever won that would be the winner. Well, it turns out, no, it's just they have so many matches that actually fill a year-to-year storyline. I give them credit with that. They only have one show a year, so they actually have things that play off from the year before and continue certain stories. It's crazy, but people still come back, and there's a lot of people that actually go to that show that aren't even, really wrestling fans. Some people were there just because they go to that church and they want to help support. There's people that go there because they actually know someone who died of an overdose or some sort of drug addiction. So they're going for that kind of support. So, but very good turnout. There's kids that enjoyed the shit out of it. I got to hang out with Marion Fontaine again, one of my favorites. He had a great match. It was the opener. It was a perfect opener. As soon as I found out he was going to be in, or they introduced him, I'm like, all right, this is how you start off this kind of show. What else? I haven't done much this week. I've been pretty freaking busy. Caught up on Ring of Honor, which turns out, I don't get this. I do not get this at all. Ring of Honor TV has been coming from Nashville for a couple months. So they might have did two TV tapings in a row. They had the pay-per-view a couple weeks ago. Since then, they have had two, technically three now, but I haven't seen a third one yet. And I'm not actually sure about the third one, but they've had at least two after the 14th anniversary show still come from Vegas. Those had to be filmed prior, but they're acting like it's afterwards. I do love Ring of Honor, but I go, what the fuck? This is TNA taping bad.
Well, they had a show right the next day. I wonder if they taped after that, or I don't know. They had day one was a pay-per-view, and then they had day two the next day. And I don't know if they taped that stuff the very next day, and they taped a couple days of shows.
14th anniversary show is in Vegas. The day two, there were tapings. There were TV tapings. When I seen Veda, when her and I were talking, I asked her how Vegas was. And she was like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And, she'd mentioned how she had to take a red eye on Sunday, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning to get to Rhode Island because it was the only flight going from Vegas to Rhode Island. But she had mentioned that she, because I think I asked her, how was Vegas? Because I was also thinking, I had watched the 14th anniversary show at that time, and I didn't see her. But it, her storyline isn't that big at that point. So I'm like, okay. And then, you know, so how it was? And she's like, oh, blah, blah. And she mentioned like that she was there for TV. So the Saturday had to be TV. We have yet to see, unless this past week it's aired, because I'm on like a week behind type thing, that we still had yet to see anything from that was actually filmed in Vegas. Things that have aired, obviously.
Okay, I thought you said. Yeah. I thought you said that they were showing stuff in Vegas already, but okay, I'm with you now.
I mean, NXT's done it too, where they had 2 weeks of episodes backed up, but you know, after the TakeOver event. So it was like TakeOver happened, which was live, and they still had two more weeks of tapings to burn through before they did the next tapings.
Oh yeah, they so, did I mean, that because they also put in matches for tapings that I don't think actually aired.
Yeah.
Or they had like different ways to things backstage that would explain them.
Yeah.
Well, like this weekend too, that would have would be out of order too, wouldn't it be?
Huh?
The tag team match, the titles, that would have been, you know, they're
gonna Yeah, they're taped all the way up to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Something I thought was weird though is they keep advertising WWE week. They haven't advertised TakeOver. You know, with WrestleMania week on the network, they have not on anything advertised TakeOver. And I thought it was supposed to be that Saturday, but they're doing the Hall of Fame that Saturday.
It's Friday, isn't it?
They're doing Friday? Okay, never mind then.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's how they did the Brooklyn one for SummerSlam.
Anyway.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything in regards to advertisement for that, though, Bile.
Yeah, I haven't either. Other than what's been on NXT itself.
Yeah. As I'm cruising through Facebook, going back to the event that I went to, they raised $7,000 to go towards drug education programs.
That's cool.
Awesome.
So, and I'm not 100% sure if a lot of those wrestlers get paid. I'm not sure how that kind of stuff works, where it's just like, all right, this is charity. Okay, you have to book me to be here. Because a lot of the guys are local. They all drove there. So then it wasn't like no one had to. If anybody came from anywhere across the state line, it was probably from Pittsburgh area. But it still wasn't that far. So I don't know if. Actually, no. One wrestler, Nate Mattson, he came from, I think he lives in Michigan. Great guy. I love the dude. But
I mean, if he was affected by like heroin or knowing someone else that maybe died of heroin or something, he could have donated his time.
He could have just donated his time because I know he's a very nice guy. And I know Gregory Iron was there because I totally forgot because this guy actually has a 1-2 punch of bad luck with him. A, he has cerebral palsy, so he has to go through that disability. And then whenever I think of Gregory Iron, that's what I think of. I mean, granted, there's the whole CM Punk thing that went on and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, just, oh yeah, he has cerebral palsy. I didn't remember until he got in the ring talking about it, but his mother died of a drug overdose. And I was like, oh my God. And I knew she, you know, she was an addict and all that stuff, and I did know she died, and I did believe it was a drug overdose, but I didn't put the two and two together. That like, that's kind of why he was there. I figured, oh, you know, he's not doing anything. He's a charitable guy, so he's going to do it. But when he was talking, I was like, oh, no fucking way. Oh, yeah. I'm a fucking idiot. I hate it when that happens. I hate it when I Andy it up. But
that's kind of anyway, like Taylor Hendricks, that she had cancer. I forget about that. And then there was something to where, like, she might have it again or something, but I never heard. But I don't know.
I don't think I did much else this weekend or this week. Just New Japan. I caught up, did my annual watching of New Japan, Ring of Honor. Had a lot of hoops to jump through with last week's episode, and hopefully we don't run into the same problems this week.
They weren't on my end, that's for sure.
I know. I think that's it. Do we have any emails?
No. But what's on for me?
Oh, my bad.
I'll make it short since you rambled for 30 minutes on yours. I've been going back and watching a lot of old Jacksepticeye videos on YouTube.
What?
He's a YouTuber, a YouTube gamer. I like going back and watching some of the bigger guys, the people that have the millions of subscribers, and seeing how they started to where they are now. The change is really cool to see. And for somebody like me who would like to maybe start doing something like that. It's cool to know that you can start off with shitty equipment and, you know, record your game or whatever and upload it. And it's just your personality has to come out. And to see stuff like that, it's kind of cool just to see people evolve over time. He has like 9 million subscribers. I did it with Markiplier, who has, I think it's like 7 million or 8 million subscribers, and they're gamers, so it's you know, it's weird. But and then lately I've been going back and watching the original Pokemon series that's on Netflix. I don't remember ever watching most of these episodes when I was younger. I remember watching Pokemon, but I don't remember most of these episodes, so I'm going back and watching that first season, which is kind of cool, just for nostalgia. But that's it.
Now, how come Meowth could talk and the other ones couldn't?
There's an episode on it. He was a stranded cat or stray Meowth, and then he ended up teaching himself how to read because he was stranded and he stayed up in an attic above a ballet studio that was also a classroom. It was like an English class. It was also a ballet studio.
I'm not gonna lie, I always rooted for the heels. I wanted Team Rocket to win.
I like that Meowth's a dick in the original, in the first season. Like they'll be doing the motto and Meowth's like, alright, they get it, come on. Whereas in like latter seasons, it's like he joins in the motto and it's like, the first one he's like, alright, they get it. Can't we just steal Pokemon now? Anyway, we can move on, Heavy.
Are we done talking about
Pokemon? Yeah. Yes. On a wrestling podcast. where we talk about a lot of other stuff.
We can talk about Minecraft.
I just never got into Pokemon. I know
it was, like, it was 10 years after you, sorry. 8 years after you. 4 years. Whatever.
No, I was right at, like, when it became big, I was at the cutoff age. Where, well, actually not the cutoff age, the bubble age. To where you liked it or you hated it. People a couple years below me loved it. People a couple years above me hated it.
And then you see the billion-dollar franchise that it is now. Yeah.
Bio, he was one of those nerds that played Wizard.
No.
You mean Magic?
Okay, Magic. See, I wasn't into that either.
I was not. I've never been into Magic.
I was into Magic, but I didn't have it all. Like, I was what I would consider lightly into Magic. If I had a number on like how many cards I had, it was below 100, and it was probably closer to 60. But I wasn't one of those people, you know, had like sleeves and cases and books upon cards and create their own deck. I didn't know many people that played it, so it was like I played against a couple people, and that was that.
See, when I was in high school, I played Euchre.
Oh, when I was in high school, because I wasn't in high school, I was actually in late elementary, early middle school when I played that game. When I was in high school, I played Euchre.
See, when I was in high school, we would sneak our DSs in and play Pokemon.
DS? I don't think DS came out till after I was out of high school.
I had a DS Lite. They had just introduced the DSIs.
When? When was that?
Fuck you! I had Game Boy in high school.
I had the original block Game Boy, so shut up. I started from the bottom, and now I'm at a 3DS. So yeah.
I didn't have a Game Boy until Color, and then I had an Advance. And then 1 year for my birthday, which was the last one I had, I got an SP. And the main game I got with it was, of course, Four Swords, or Link to the Past, Four Swords 1.
I've gotten every game system because of Pokemon.
Shocker.
I had the original Game Boy, like the big block, and my first game was Pokemon Red. And then I had Silver. And then I got I had the Game Boy Color because of Silver. And then, actually, the Game Boy Color story was, my brother worked at Zaxby's, and I heard him go, But somebody had left it, and it had been there for a while, and he said, well, I already have one if you want it. And I was like, cool. But then, I bought my 3DS because of Pokemon. So.
Ooh, actually, before I had a Game Boy Color, I had a Super Game Boy, which doesn't really count, but
I had the Game Boy Pocket, like the blue one. That was just the slim version of the Game Boy.
Yeah, that was when the Game Boy actually started to evolve.
Mm-hmm. I had that.
No pun intended.
I used to have a game I played with my Pocket, too.
Can we move on now?
Yeah, of course. Andy ruins everything.
Especially Twitter, talking to him, she, it.
Yeah. I didn't do anything. I don't know.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
It's not your liar. Fault. It's like I said, it's not your fault. This thing wanted to have a problem with something. Picking allwrestling.com, it's just hold a on. Copy and paste site, so they're an idiot.
Here was my point. She was saying, or it, or whatever, was saying that Zariah Schreiber was never a WWE diva. Technically, she is a female wrestler signed to WWE. That makes her a WWE diva. Who
the fuck cares?
Anyway.
But I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
That was just my thing. All right.
Did I get cut off again?
Oh-wee-oh-wee-oh. Oh, oh. And this is the part of the show where we improvise. So let's get into best of the week. Go ahead, Double A. What's your best of the week?
Oh, because I was because I was even
you're
like
the one, you're the one just taught me how to use the mute on my headset. Come on,
I wasn't using the mute on my headset. I was using the mute on the actual laptop because actually, when you hit the button, it makes a noise. But when you hit the button on Skype, it doesn't make a noise. Unless you like, unless you're like old school, who's using your mouse like.
Anyway, we get it.
Anyway,
the student beats the master.
Best of the week, Double A.
No. I was actually saying while I was on mute. All right, let's get to best of the week, Katie, before she has to go to bed and hang up.
Shane calling the Undertaker a bitch or Vince's bitch. I mean,
yeah, that was awesome.
Take that and get away with it.
Best of the week, bio.
NXT. That 2 out of 3 falls match was actually really good.
Best of the week, Andy.
My son's birthday party. We had a good time. I bought him Minecraft, and he got a Pokemon game. I think what's the new one that's out for the 3DS, bio?
Ruby and Sapphire.
Ruby and Sapphire, yeah, that's what he got. So I might have to steal it from him and play that. But
there's only one save file, so.
All right, sucks.
Yeah.
My best of the week was actually Dean Ambrose bringing out that crowbar. That kind of, it's enticing me to see what we're going to get at WrestleMania. If those two could actually bring Janice out and use the damn thing. So,
That was not Janice.
Well, I know, I understand, but I'm just trying to say...
What about Barbie? Nobody even mentioned Mick Foley bestowing a gift on him.
Yeah. Was it Barbie, is that what he called the bat with barbed wire? I guess.
Janice was...
Yeah, I know, Janice was abyss. I know, I was just joking. Because they would always like tease Janice and hardly ever use the damn thing. The barbed wire one, Mick would use. But Janice was always like, they would always pick it up and not really use it. And if they ever used it, it was kind of like a fake shot to the gut kind of a thing. But I'm just saying, you're having Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose. You're going to see some crazy shit happen, I think.
I think it's more going to be Brock Lesnar putting Dean Ambrose through some crazy shit.
I think it's going to have to go both ways. Because Dean Ambrose can do... I mean, granted, it's not going to be the CZW shit. Because that was a nice little homage, because Foley knows about that shit. But like a trip to your past. That was pretty slick. And I think we all knew what was coming. As soon as he said, like, oh, I brought you a present, I'm just like, barbed wire bat.
Yeah.
But anybody see the meme where it says, like, it says the same thing, but then it gets down to the last picture and it's Noel?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
I think my best of the week is going to that show. That's the only other thing I can come up with. Or, you know what, no. Best of the week is going to be the news that I found out today. Two pieces of news I found out. A, the show that I'm going to on Friday for AIW, Gauntlet for the Gold, I haven't bought a ticket yet. And front row is sold out. In a kind of a bad luck turned into good luck, I bought my ticket today. which was just a general admission seating, which is anything second row and what and anything else. Basically, any place but front row. Well, I'm in good with the one of the main guys of AIW, the guy who sells like the tickets and everything. Well, he's a part owner, but he knew that I was in search for one, but I just hadn't had time to get one. Somebody on a Twitter account for a different podcast said, like, hey, I have an extra ticket available for AIW on Friday. If anybody wants it, let me know and hit me up. And I, like, he sent me a screenshot of the tweet, and I immediately rushed to Twitter. I'm like, me, I want it. So I end up getting that ticket, which sucks because I'd already bought a ticket, like, just a couple hours early. But it's going to go towards the next show, which they announced today also. Booker T is going to be up.
That's cool.
Check which, out. Quack quack.
I just figured you could give your empty seat to your dog.
She's only went to one show.
And once you get close, too.
I showed up late to that show. Showed up really late to that show. But right now, she's a bad dog, and she's in the cage.
Oh, man, I see. Kevin Owens fought AJ Styles on SmackDown. I want to see that.
I said the same thing.
On the show? I wasn't listening to you. Sorry.
No, in my head.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
I was like, oh, cool. I want to watch that.
I think they're building a really intriguing Intercontinental title picture right now, but it's going to be minus Neville right now.
Yeah. Now, so does Dolph get to wrestle on WrestleMania now or not or what? I mean, I guess he doesn't get a singles match, I guess. And I never know. He never had a singles match at WrestleMania before. It's fucking crazy.
He hasn't?
No, that's because, like, if you look back, it was like tag team matches or ladder matches or...
God.
I don't think there's ever been a singles match.
Yeah? He was... Was he in the Snooki match?
No, it was John Morrison.
I know one was him and Big E, because they tag team, and because that's when he had the briefcase, and I was hoping that they would, because they were going for the titles... And they lost that match, and I'm like, okay, he's going to come out and he's going to cash in, but he never did.
Well, he came out the next night.
No.
Well, yeah, the next night, yeah.
Who was on the other team against Morrison, though? Wasn't it a mixed tag?
Yeah, it was. I know Melina was the diva. I don't remember who the guys were.
No, it was John Morrison, Trish Stratus, and Snooki versus Lay Cool and...
Dolph Ziggler,
yeah. I was going to say Miz, but no, he was the main event.
Yeah, I thought Dolph was in that match.
I'm just saying that it's not a singles match, though.
Yeah, thank you, Captain Obvious. That was actually another, another best of the week for me. I watched, when I was watching New Japan, the fact that they had a mixed tag match was kind of going what Bio said, like, oh, when's the last time you've seen a 2 out of 3 in NXT? When's the last time you've seen anybody do a mixed tag match?
Lucha Underground.
I don't watch that shit. Not right now.
Question asked, question answered.
They're apparently close to signing a deal with Netflix to get season 1 on Netflix.
Well, I have season 1 on my hard drive. Actually, I am up to date on downloading Lucha Underground. I'm not up to date on watching any of it.
I am on episode 3 of this season, so I'm pretty far behind.
I think I'm on like 2 or 3 too, but I also don't feel too bad.
And I think I literally watched episode 1 and 2. And I was like, oh, I'll come back to it. And it's not on that Watch Wrestling site anymore.
I'll get you something. I'll help you find it.
All's fair when it comes to...
YouTube.
All's fair when it comes to Lucha Underground. Because someone did try to suggest that how a woman needs to become a champion. I think they were suggesting it be Lucha Underground. I'm just like, no matter what company does it, Chikara did it first with their champion, their grand champion, as they call it, Kimberly.
Yeah. But they had Evil-E's wrestled for the championship. She didn't win it, but yeah, I know. And Kimberly's hot, man. She's
I'm going more without her looks. Have you ever watched her wrestle, especially men? Especially watched her get her ass kicked.
Yeah. There was one, she wrestled some big black guy the one time, and she, like, he hit, like a code breaker, and she, like, popped up, like, 8 feet in the air.
That one I don't remember off the top of my head, but I know I've seen her take some beatings, and she, I think, comes from CZW. like from their school. So they breed tough individuals.
I can't remember where I heard it. It could have been Carp that brought it up to where it's good to kind of bring in some of those wrestlers, women wrestlers that have wrestled men because they know how to hit hard or know how to make it look like, you know, take punishment and give punishment kind of thing.
Wasn't that me?
Maybe it was you. Like I said, I don't remember who, so I'm not.
I thought it was Carp last week. So
I thought it was Carp too, but I could be wrong.
I've said it before, Carp, because that's one thing I've thought too.
Okay, yeah, I love you too. I love her. Okay, what I heard from Heavy when he said that women that wrestled men, that they should bring them in because they can take hard punches and know how to throw stuff.
Yeah.
But besides Lucha Underground, when's the last time you've seen a mixed tag match?
Been a while.
On the network, 2001 stuff.
I always think WrestleMania 10. I think it was.
Is that WrestleMania 10?
Yeah.
You said Trish. She was a little young back then.
No, I know, but yeah, it was kind of like, took. I thought he was saying WrestleMania, and then I'm thinking, oh yeah, Trish did something with Chris Jericho or something, but then he said 10. I'm like, oh. What was in WrestleMania 10?
Actually, if you would have just let like 1 second go by.
Okay, yes,
I would have said the match. Doink and Dink versus Bam Bam Bigelow and Luna Vachon.
Yeah, but Dink was
it's a mixed tag match though. Because
intergender tag match.
Mixed half tag match.
No, it was called a mixed tag match. That's exactly what they called it. They didn't say intergender. It's a mixed tag match. Because I think gender doesn't have really anything to do with it. That's just what they normally do. Mixed tag means when this person tags in, you have to tag to that person that like they're equivalent to.
Yeah, because intergender, then you don't have to automatically tag out. You can just go at it.
All right. Let's wrap up this show. Any final thoughts or words, plugs, whatever? Katie.
I'm tired. I like wrestling. Good night. And follow me at Katie First Lady.
Just don't post that on your Twitter, because you'll get spammed by AA.
That's what I was thinking.
Get mad.
Bio.
Follow me on Twitter at biohazard_FTV.
Andy.
You can troll me on Twitter at AA_WIR or and 7998. I love wrestling.
And of course, you can find me at HeavySet330. You can find the show at Wrestlecast. You can email the show, Wrestlecast@gmail.com, and like us on Facebook, Wrestlecast. Well, on Facebook, Facebook.com/Wrestlecast. yeah. Anyway, catch everybody next week.
Excuse me for a minute while I lighten the mood. Just clap with me like the lightning do. Yeah, a bit of soul food that you be biting into. And if you feel me, then I'm writing for you. Right now, put another coat of wax on the ride. For a minute, put the beef and the gats to the side. Cause this track's got a vibe to chill to. Enjoy life for 5 minutes, man, it's not gonna kill you. It's okay to be hard and stay true, man. But at the end of the day, we are human. This one's for you, the ones that you close to. Show some love, it's what you supposed to. Right now, forget the ends and the bends. Pop a cold one, man, toast it with your real friends. Call your folks, tell them you tight now. Cause everything looking pretty good right now. Those things on your hips aside, this whole vibe gon' change, give way with fame. But sometimes the more the changes stay the same. Relax, baby, right now you here. And sit back, baby, with a round of beer. And cheer to those friends you crowded near. For those passed on, in spirit they there.
It's gonna be what it must. Break bread with your crew. If you got kids, take the crust. It's all love, baby. Tell your girl she's strong. And whisper in the ear after dinner is on. And take it slow, baby. Cause everything real. When you have family dinner, y'all enjoy that meal. Thank God that you're healthy and you're keeping it tight. And keep your dreams lighthearted when you're sleeping at night. Right now I'm showing love to my brothers and my old man. To my girl, let's get it on like the slow jam. To everybody that I'm running down the road with, y'all my family, I know that you know this. Fox, Rock, Bees and Chaos, y'all growing up with me, man. Shooter life players. Grandma and grandpa watching up above. Trademark, you my heart, cousin, nothing but love.
Thanks mama for all that you was. You a strong arm lady, baby, crazy with love. My sis done raised me, those are the facts. And taught me how to rebuild when the order collapsed. And right now I'm blessed, no stress, no less. And thanks hip-hop for giving me back focus. Yeah, John, what can I say? It's all love from day one, you showed me the way.